Hello, Coolabah. Kim speaking.
Hi, Kim. It's Sharon Parker speaking though. I think you visited me not that long ago.
I did.
Yes.
It's definitely me, and I've emailed and rung Verena and left a message the other day, actually.
Oh, she never told me about that, but that's the problem. I have a bit of a problem. I need to do some shopping. I've got a doctor's appointment on Monday. It's just a Dr. Sam here wanted me to come and see him about something that I had a density test for. But I need to go and do some shopping badly, and I wanted to know if there would be anybody. I have my appointment at 11 a.m. on Monday, and wanted to know if I could have somebody for about 2 hours.
So you're not even a registered client with us yet, Sharon, because we haven't done any paperwork, and that's partly because of the circumstances, and also because Verena said that there was scabies in the family, so I couldn't visit while that was happening.
Yeah, she was really bad, and it's got worse, and I just need some bad, especially some help right now.
Yeah, so we won't be able to visit the home while there's scabies.
Oh, no, but would you be able to, I haven't got it.
You're not a client at the moment.
No, but I haven't got that.
No, no, but I can't come into the home to do the assessment.
Oh, no.
No, but I need to do that to sign you up as a client.
Oh, okay, I thought we did that that day. We didn't do it that day?
No, we didn't do it that day because Verena said that that you didn't want to pay for any services.
No, that's not true.
But that's what was said on the day, and then I rang back a bit later, and you'd actually got your transport sorted, which I was very relieved to hear.
Oh, well, I got a course, which was a big, big help.
So
wonderful.
I sent you through the information.
Not true. She shouldn't have spoke for me. She shouldn't even tell me that you rang.
I can't come and visit at the home until the scabies is cleared.
She didn't want the girls coming in and showering me. And that was absolutely ridiculous because I had a fall 3 days after the fact. I had a fall in the shower because, I needed to have that support. But she cancelled that, which was very bad because it wasn't through me that was cancelled. And so I rang them about that and they understood. And Trudy or Tracy, the girl that is manager for that, Silver Chain, whatever it is, they were very so lovely. Yeah, so lovely and so helpful. And I really miss them coming in. And about a week and a half ago, I had a fall in the shower because I slid off the chair onto the floor, but my arm is all right, but my left arm held the bar that was on the side of the shower. So I went to Dr. Sam and he's got me to have a bone density test and x-rays to make sure it's all right. It's very sore and achy. But no, she had no right to do that even. But she hasn't
so I'm
got
gonna need
either.
I'm gonna need to have some sort of clearance to say that nobody in the home's got scabies before I can attend the home. And
She blamed the girls that come into the house.
I know. I didn't
and
ask
she
her
hasn't,
about that.
But she doesn't even have them.
No,
she doesn't
but
have them. She just didn't want anyone coming into the house, that's all.
Yeah. So, like I said, though, I can speak to Verena. I can get contact with Verena and ask her if it's cleared up now because she hasn't called me back and just go from there. But we definitely can't put any services in on Monday because we don't have an agreement with you. I still need to do
assessment.
No, it hasn't been
done.
No, it hasn't been done. So for your doctor's appointment, I would recommend you use Chorus for that again. And if Verena gives us the all, like if there's nobody.
No, she's moving out of the house and everything. She owns a house that she's going to rent it out and she's moving into a bigger house.
So where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to have to look for something of my own. And at the moment, I've got to get everything tied up here with my doctors and specialists.
Yeah.
And going shopping for some pajamas and things like that for me would be important to have somebody with me.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I could do? I need to do that?
Nothing can be done for Monday regardless, because we don't have an arrangement. But is everybody in the house clear of scabies?
They haven't got it.
So I have to have confirmation from Verena about that, because that's the reason why we haven't visited. Okay.
No, she hasn't got it.
That's a real shame, Sharon.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
It's really gotten really bad, where she said that I can find my own place. She doesn't want anything to do, blah, blah, blah. But it's been really uphill battles ever since I've had my shoulder, you know.
I think it's probably better that you find your own place then, from the sounds of it, so that you can, you know, make your own decisions and stuff and not have anybody encumber that.
Yes.
All right. I can come and see you next week if it's all clear. I will still call Verena, but I can come and see you next week sometime to do the assessment.
She still won't want you to. She still won't. She's. I'm in my room today, in pain. I'm in pain, and I've got a bit of a cold, but my arm is really painful, and it's cold, and it's making it hard for me.
Okay.
All
right. So Monday you're going to have to organise Chorus to take you to the doctor. But I do have some availability next week to come and see you and do the assessments. What day works best for you? And will she let me in? That's the other thing.
Well, she's actually just changing everything in the house at the moment, so it's a bit of a shizzle.
I'm not worried about that.
No.
Will she let me in, though, if I come?
I don't know, Kim. I'll have to find out. I just need help to do some shopping and bits and pieces that I need to get done before I make my move, you know.
I understand that. Let's have a look. So, I really don't know what's the best way to do this, Sharon. Because, like I said, I need access, because you're living there. I have to actually have access to the house to get in to see you.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I could call you back, Kim, on this number and get hold of you.
I've got that all in order now.
I'm just feeling really sick at the moment. The pain is actually really bad. I've been trying to do my physio, but it hurts like anything.
So is she letting Silver Chain in now to do your showers?
No, she stopped them. She rang them up and stopped them without my approval or anything. And I thought, what the hell are you doing?
So what services have you got access to at the moment then?
Chorus.
So she's letting Chorus come and take you?
Well, not that they don't come in. They just come to the door and help me get into the car and belt me in. And away they take me, and they're absolutely fabulous.
Yep. Yeah, they are fabulous.
They are fabulous. I feel good and safe with them. And I can't recommend them well big enough. So good.
Would they be able to organise a carer temporarily to take you into the shop as well, Sharon? And then once
I could give them a call.
Yeah, and then I'm more than happy to try and organise this, but like I said, I need to be able to visit you at your home.
Oh, she's like a big steel iron bar. It's like, it's a really weird, Kim. I can't talk to you.
Yep.
No, that's fine.
Sharon, how about I check in with you on Monday and see how you went with organising Chorus for your transport to the doctor?
Okay, I'll
Would
get
that
on
be
to
okay?
them now. Yeah,
yep.
Okay, Kim.
I'll give you a call Monday. And are you okay if I still try and call Verena and tell you that I will be making an appointment to see you at some point?
Well, the thing is, it's not my children to do that, to say no, you know?
No, I realise that, but if I just turned up there, I would hate to see me causing more of a problem for you.
Oh, no. I understand. Yeah. No, I understand that. I'm just going through my paperwork. I better get onto Chorus now.
Chorus first, and I'll touch base with you on Monday, okay?
Okay, Kim, thank you, and have a lovely weekend.
You too, Sharon. All the best.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye.